John 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be caused to stumble. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yet the hour comes that whoever kills you shall think that ye offered service unto God. And these things will they do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I spoken unto you, that when the hour is come, ye may remember then how that I told you. And these things I said not unto you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go unto him that sent me, and no one of you asked me whither goes you. But because I have spoken these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I go, I will send him unto you. And he, when he is come, will convict the world in respect of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye behold me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but what this soever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and I shall declare it unto you. All things whatsoever the Father has are mine, therefore said I that he takes of mine, and shall declare it unto you. A little while, and ye behold me no more. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. Some of his disciples therefore said one to another, What is this that he says unto us, A little while, and ye behold me not, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father? They said, Therefore, what is that he says, A little while? We know not what he says. Jesus, perceiving that they were serious to ask him, and he said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves concerning this that I say, A little while, and ye behold me not, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow will return into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But when she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for the joy that a man is birthed to this world. And ye therefore now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one takes away from you. And in that day ye shall ask me no question. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye shall ask anything of the Father, I will give it you in my name. Hereafter ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken unto you in dark sayings. The hour comes when I shall not longer speak unto in dark sayings, but shall tell you plainly of the Father. In that day ye shall ask in my name, and say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from the Father. I came out from the Father, and I am come into the world again. I leave the world and go unto the Father. His disciples say, Lo, now speaks you plainly, and speaks no dark saying. Now know we that you knowest all things, and needs not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that you come forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes, yea, is come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
约翰福音第十六章，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们不至于跌倒。他们要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将至，凡杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。他们这样做是因为未曾认识我的天父，也未曾认识我。我将这些事告诉你们，是要你们到时候可以纪念我对你们说的话，并且我从头开始就已经全盘托出，因为我与你们同在。如今我往差我来的那里去，你们中间没有人问我，你往哪里去？然而我将真事告诉你们，我去是与你们有益，我若不去，保惠师就不会到你们这里来，我若去，就会让他来。他既来了，就要教世人定罪、定义，而且审判，也会责难自己。因为罪责，是因为他们不信我；因为正义，是因为我要往天父那里去，你们则不能再见到我。因为审判，是因这世界的王已经受到了审判。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并将来的事情一并告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他将授予我而告诉你们，凡天父所有的，皆是我所有的。所以我说，他要将授予我的告知你们。等不多时，你们就不见得我；再等不多时，你们就会见到我。有几个门徒此时就说，他对我们说的话，等不了多时，你们不得见我。再等不了多时，你们还要见我。又说，因我五往我天父那里去，这话是什么意思呢？他们就说，耶稣的意思，等不多时你们要见我，再等不多时你们还要见我。我们也不明白他说的是什么。耶稣此时已经看出他们的问题，就说，我说的话意思是，你们为这话彼此之间要互相质问吗？来，让我解释。你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人将要到喜乐，你们将要到忧愁。然而你们的忧愁最终会转为喜乐。比如说，妇人生产的时候非常哀伤，因为她的时候到了。既然生了孩子，妇人就不会再记得生产的苦难，因为他最终诞生了一个宝贝。你们现在是忧愁，但我却要见到你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐没有人能夺去。到那时，你们什么也不会问我。我来告诉你们，你们若向我的天父所求，他也会因为我的名赐予你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么事情，如果你们求，就有必得。你们的喜乐也可以满足。有些事我对你们说，时候将到，我不会再对你们说，乃要让我的天父来告诉你们。到那时候，你们要奉我的名去祈求，我不对你们说，而我要为你们的父亲，也就是我的天父来祈求。天父爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我，而我从天父那里来。我来到这个世界，又离开了这个世界，最终回到天父那里去。门徒此时说，看哪，如今你是明说而不说暧昧的话了。现在我们知道你所有事情都明白，也不用让别人再问你， 因此，我们相信你是从神那里来的。耶稣回答说：“现在你们信吗？看哪，时候将至。是的，你们将要各奔东西，找到自己的去处，留下我独自一人。其实我也不算是独自一人，因为天父与我同在。我将这些事对你们明说，是要你们在内心有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但是你们可以放心。”我们最终会战胜了世界。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动过程给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音第26讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of learner. And learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is the 26th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, it's still my today's personal study summary. In John 16, Jesus is talking to his disciples about the tough things they will face after he leaves. He tells them that the people will kick them out from synagogues and even think they are doing the right thing by hurting or killing them. Jesus explained that this will happen because those people don't really know God or Him. He says that it's important for Him to live so that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, can come to guide them and help them understand things, righteousness and judgment. He also reassures His disciples that while they might feel sad now, their sadness will turn to joy when they see him again. He uses the example of a woman in labor. She feels pain, but after the baby is born, she forgets the pain because her happiness. Jesus tells them that when they ask for things in his name, God will give it to them. So their joy will be full. To the end, the disciples are finally starting to understand what Jesus is saying. They believe he comes from God. Jesus warns them that soon they will be scattered and leave him. But even though he will be alone, God will be within him. Finally, Jesus ends by telling them to be strong and peacefully, because even though the world is full of trouble, he has already overcome it. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. You have already done a good job in your summary. Let us stay a moment more at the role of the Holy Spirit. He will comfort us when we are sad because the people don't accept us as Christians.
大家好，妹妹，其实你的总结已经做得非常完整。让我们再花点时间谈谈圣灵的作用。当我们因为人们不接受我们为基督徒而感到难过的时候，他会出现而安慰我们。
The Holy Spirit will judge the world because of the sin, judges, justice, and the judgment.
圣灵将因罪恶、公义、审判来审判整个世界。
What does that mean? In other parts of the Bible, we read that the Holy Spirit convinces people of sin.
When the Holy Spirit is touching us, we become convinced that we need Jesus as our Savior and we should repent from our sins.
具体是什么意思呢？在圣经的其他部分，我们读到，圣灵可以使人认识到罪。当圣灵感动我们的时候，我们就会确信我们需要耶稣作为我们的救世主。我们应该忏悔我们的罪孽。
But if we resist the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we are already judged because of the sin of unbelief.
但如果我们抗拒圣灵在我们体内的事情，我们就会因此而不信受到罪责，而最终受到审判了。
The judgment that Jesus did was that the prince of the world was judged through his death, and we can come boldly to the Father's throne.
耶稣的审判是，世间的王子通过他的死受到刑罚和审判，我们可以大胆地来到我们的天父面前。
Another role of the Holy Spirit is to teach us all that Jesus has to say to us, and we will glorify Jesus by taking the words from Jesus and explain them to us.
圣灵的另一个作用是教导我们对耶稣和我们所做的一切，并通过从耶稣那里获取话语，并向我们来解释荣耀，解释耶稣。Okay, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why does Jesus say people will think they are serving God when they hurt the disciples? 为什么耶稣说人们会以为伤害门徒却是在侍奉上帝呢？
We can take Paul, his first name was Saul, in the book of Acts as an example. He was a strong believing Pharisee and convinced that the Christian preachers commit a blasphemy when they tell that Jesus was God's son and has risen from the dead. This was the reason why he traveled with authority letters to Damascus with the purpose to kill all Christians there.
我们可以以《使徒行传》中的保罗为例，他是一个坚定的法利赛人，他坚信基督教传教士说耶稣是上帝之子，并且已经从死亡里复活，这其实是亵渎神明。这就是为什么他带着授权书前往大马士革，目的是杀死那里所有的基督徒。
But on the way to Damascus, he got a revelation from Jesus Christ himself and converted to a Christian and a tool in the hand of the Lord.
但在前往大马士革的途中，他得到了耶稣基督本人的启示，最终也皈依了基督教，成为了主手中的工具。
Paul did not persecute the Christians anymore, but there were a lot of Jewish believers like him with the same belief that Christianity is blasphemy and the Christians have to be killed.
保罗没有再继续迫害基督徒，但是在当时还有很多犹太信徒和他早期一样，认为基督教是对神灵的亵渎，基督徒必须被最终消亡。Next issue, sister. Who's the comforter that Jesus promised to send? 耶稣承诺要派来的安慰者到底是谁呢？
It is the Holy Spirit. We have one God, but in three persons. The Holy Spirit is the third person of God, and he lives in everyone who has been born again by the Spirit and the Word of God.
那就是圣灵。实际上我们只有一位神。但是有三个格体，也就是三位一体。圣灵是神的第三位格，他住在每一个因圣灵和神的话语而重生的人的心中。Next question. What's the role of the Holy Spirit in helping believers understand sin, righteousness, and judgment? 圣灵在帮助信徒理解 罪、正义、审判方面的作用是什么呢？
Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand that we are sinners because everyone has a good opinion about himself.
若没有圣灵的存在，我们就无法认识到我们是罪人，因为每个人对自己都有很好的评价。
The righteousness that is valid for God is having faith. Paul writes in the letter of Romans, the just will live by faith.
对上帝而言，最有效的正义就是拥有信仰。保罗在罗马书中写道，正义是将信仰而重生。
Judgment means the prince of the earth, the devil, is judged, and with him everyone else who refuses Jesus Christ as a savior.
审判则意味着地球的王子，也就是魔鬼，最终会受到审判。与他一起受审判的还有那些拒绝信耶稣基督为救世主的人。Next question, sister.Why does Jesus say it's important for him to go away?
耶稣为什么说他必须离开，而且这非常重要呢？
It is important because when he goes away, short time after the Holy Spirit come down to the earth. Jesus could be only at one place, but as I mentioned, the Holy Spirit lives in everyone that believes.
这非常重要，因为当他离开后不久，圣灵就会降临人间。耶稣可能只是在一个地方，但正如我提到的，圣灵住在每一个信者的心中。
Next issue, sister, how does Jesus explain the change from sorrow to joy using the example of a child birth?
耶稣如何通过分娩的例子解释从悲伤到喜悦的转变呢？
The time we live on earth is a process and we cannot control it. The woman cannot control when the birth begins and when it has begun, there's no way back until the baby is born.
我们在地球上生活的时间是一个过程，实际上我们无法控制它。妇女无法控制分娩的时候何时开始。一旦分娩一旦开始，在婴儿出生之前就无法逆转。
By the same way, the disciples cannot control the times of troubles and persecution, but the persecution will stop and then they will be happy. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians are the whole time persecuted while they are on earth, and the happiness comes in heaven for them.
同样，门徒无法控制苦难和所遭受迫害的时间长短，但最终迫害会停止。然后门徒就会最终得到喜乐。不幸的是，许多基督徒在世时一直受到迫害，而他们的幸福最终则只能来自于天堂。
Next question, sister, what does Jesus mean when he says, "In the world, yeah, have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
耶稣说，在世上的时候，你们有苦难，但你们尽可以放心，我已经最终战胜了世界。这话怎样去理解呢？
It is normal for us that for Christians the life in this world is not easy because we are citizens of heaven now and often we feel like strangers here on earth.
对于我们基督徒来说，在世间生活并不容易，这是正常的。因为我们是未来天堂的公民，而我们常常感觉自己现在只是地球上的陌生人。
But Jesus has overcome the prince of this world, the devil, who has the only intention to make our life even more difficult by using every person that does not believe in Jesus like a hand doll against us.
但是耶稣已经战胜了这世间的王子，也就是魔鬼撒旦。魔鬼的唯一意图就是利用每一个不相信耶稣的人，就像利用手中的洋娃娃一样来对付我们，让我们的生活变得更加艰难。
Next question. Therefore, sister,
Why did the disciple finally understand about Jesus when he spoke plainly to them? 当耶稣最终直白地告诉他们的门徒并讲最终的真理的时候，门徒最终理解了吗？
The disciples understood that Jesus said he came from the Father to the world, and he will leave the world and go to the Father again.
最终，门徒们明白了。耶稣说他从天父那里来，要最终离开这个世界，而再回到天父那里去。Next question. Learn, sister. Why does Jesus say the Father loves the disciples? 耶稣为什么说天父也爱门徒？
God Father loves the disciples because they love Jesus and they believe that he came down from the Father.
天父爱门徒，因为他们爱耶稣基督，并且相信耶稣是从天父那里降生下来的。Next question. Sister, what does Jesus mean by saying the disciples will be scattered and leave him alone, yet he's not really alone? 耶稣说，门徒最终会四散离开他，但是他依然不感觉到孤单。这又为什么呢？
When he was arrested, all disciples were running away, but God Father was with him.
当耶稣最终被逮捕的时候，他的门徒都四散而逃了，但天父一直与他同在。 The last question for sister. How can believers find peace in Jesus, even when the world brings troubles? 即使我们的世界总是带来苦难，作为信徒的我们如何在耶稣里找到生命的平安呢？
The peace of Jesus is different from the peace of the world. We have an inner peace that is independent from other circumstances. We know that he is with us all days and we got to go to heaven after death. So we can relax in his presence and know that we never are alone.
耶稣的平安不同于世间的平安，我们拥有内心的平和，不受任何环境的影响。我们知道他与我们同在，死后我们会升入天堂，因此我们可以在他面前真正的放松自己，知道我们永远不会孤独。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024秋天快乐，我们下期再会。